Thank you, Mrs. Navarro. And thank you, Dr. Monk, for your hospitality and welcoming us to Rockville High School. I also want to thank the staff here tonight. You do not see them. They're from the ESOL department and from the Deaf and Hard of Hearing program. They're simultaneously, right now, while I'm up here, interpreting this evening's presentation in six different languages. And it'll be webcast anywhere in the world in the next few days. Give them a hand. In September, we celebrated the first steps of a journey to bring the International Baccalaureate here to Rockville High School. I came over, 80 freshmen and their families accepted the IB challenge, knowing that this prestigious diploma will open the doors to some of the best universities in the world. These bright students will be creative thinkers and ready to innovate and lead. This will make our sixth IB school and strengthen our position as one of the largest IB programs in the world. We owe much credit to Dr. Monk and to Debbie Wilczek for their leadership in bringing the IB program here. Their commitment, yes, give them a hand. Their commitment to educational excellence is not uncommon throughout the ranks, though, of our staff. In fact, it's what makes Montgomery County Public Schools a special place. Tonight, we're here with our community and our parents and our staff and our students to celebrate what we have accomplished together and to acknowledge, yes, there is much work yet to be done. You've heard me say it before, though, and I'm going to say it again tonight. We have the finest education workforce in America. From our support professionals, to our administrators, to our teachers. In fact, delegations from all over the globe have come here to learn about what we do. In the last 5 months, we've hosted 31 delegations from 18 different countries, studying everything from our curriculum, to our training, to our special education programs. You know what the first thing the visitors learn? Is that our quality starts at the top. Please, Board of Education, stand up, take a bow. The board put us on a clear path 7 years ago and has guided our reform efforts each step of the way, never losing sight of our goal to improve academic performance for every child and to close the achievement gap. We owe a great deal of thanks to our board members for their steady and strong guidance. I want to thank also my three deputies and our outstanding executive staff for their exceptional leadership. Each day, they work closely together. Larry Bowers, Dr. Frieda Lacey, and John Porter, and our entire leadership team, they keep a laser-like focus on student achievement. Over the past 7 years, we have received strong and consistent support from other areas too, our county executive and county council. They provided us with the funding we needed to turn the board's vision into action. I want to take a moment right now, though, to thank two gentlemen who played a major role in our success, former county executive Doug Duncan and former council member Mike Subin. Refer to them now, both Mike and Doug, have been rock solid supporters of the school system. But you know what? I know our new county executive, Ike Leggett, he's also been a steadfast supporter of MCPS throughout his years on the county council. And he's an educator himself, and has a he's a brother also of two teachers. Ike knows the value of good teaching and the important role education plays in the future of our community. I'm looking forward to working with Ike. I'm looking forward to working with the new county council, including our president, Marilyn Praisner, and the new council vice president and education committee chair, Mike Knapp. It's also good to see Val Irvin. She was on our board, and she gets it. Give her another big hand. There is no question the key ingredient to success of our students and our staff is the close collaboration we have with our three employee associations. I also want to thank Merle Katita, president of SEIU, Local 500, Becky Newman, president of MCAS, and Bonnie Cullison, president of MCEA, for their exemplary leadership. Not only Crystal at the NAACP Council, but also Dr. Jane DeWinter and our partners, 51,000 parents involved in our local PTAs and the Montgomery County Council of PTAs led by Dr. Jane DeWinter. Give them a big hand. We also have important business contributors, and that's the Montgomery County Business Roundtable for Education led by Jane Kabasic. All of these partners share a common goal and vision to prepare children for a promising future in college and the world of work. As you know, we work very carefully with each other to align our budget with the board's strategic plan. The 2008 budget is no different from all of the others. It's in total alignment. As we do with every budget, we look at every dollar to make sure it's being used for maximum benefit. Our community has entrusted us with many resources over the last 7 years to create a world-class school system. We take that trust seriously. And I know that every day our staff is keeping the promise of that trust. They're delivering outstanding results. Yes, clap. We've achieved these results during a time of significant demographic changes. Over the last 7 years, the number of students who do not speak English as their first language has doubled to more than 14,700. And the number of students impacted by poverty has increased to 34,000. We have more children in poverty than ever before in the history of this district. Students impacted by poverty and students with limited English skills require more intensive services in order to help them succeed. In Montgomery County, we're fortunate to have a community that supports our efforts to ensure that these students, like all children who walk through our doors, receive a world-class education. And not in nowhere else but Montgomery County has this little saying, nothing but the best will do for our kids. Seven years of results confirm that what we already know, that all children can succeed. We have more children achieving at higher levels than ever before. Overall, 88% of our kindergartners now go on to first grade reading compared to just 39% 5 years ago. We've closed the gap in kindergarten between the white students and our African American and Hispanic peers. Let me repeat that. We have closed the gap in kindergarten. It's gone. Even better, this increase in achievement is not determined by your zip code. All students in all neighborhoods are reading at record levels. These kids are now in the first grade. Let's keep that gap closed. We can do it. In second grade, our students continue to shine on the national test, with more than three quarters of them scoring better than the national average. In fifth grade, a record 46% of the class is taking sixth grade math or higher, compared to just 2% in 2001. In eighth grade, the number of students taking algebra has steadily increased from 36% in 1999 to 49% today, twice the national average. The International Baccalaureate program has grown tremendously from a little over 1,000 students in 2000 to nearly 6,000 students this year. We are only one of four school systems in the world to offer IB at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. The number of students enrolled in at least one honors and advanced placement course also has soared, with 69% of all high school students enrolled in these rigorous courses. 7 years ago, we had 18,000 students taking honors and AP. Today, we have more than 30,000. And just as significantly, an African-American student in Montgomery County is more likely to take an AP test than a white student elsewhere in the United States of America. Guess what? For the second year in a row, Newsweek ranked every eligible high school in the top 3% in the nation, and we're the only school district in America to have five of our schools in the top 100 in the nation for two consecutive years. Congratulations again to Richard Montgomery, Bethesda Chevy Chase, Thomas Wooten, Winston Churchill, and Walter Johnson High Schools. The class of 2005 set a record for the district and far outdistanced the state and nation, both in participation and performance. Across the nation, only 23% of the seniors took an AP exam. In MCPS, 54% of our seniors took one. Across the nation, only 14% of the seniors scored a 3, which is college credit, or higher on at least one test. In Montgomery County, 44% scored a 3 or better, and that's good enough for college credit. Guess what? Today we announced the 2006 class performance is even better, setting a new MCPS record of 56% of the class taking the exams and 45% scoring a 3 or better. More impressive, a greater percentage of our African American and Hispanic students achieve higher passing scores than the national average for all students in 2005, and they're going to do it again in the class of 2006. We've made these gains because we have opened up our high-level courses to all students. We've eliminated the old gatekeeping practices that kept students out. We created a new tool to help identify those students who ought to be in our AP courses. And finally, we're giving the students extra support they need to ensure that they will succeed in these challenging courses. Let's meet a remarkable young woman who accepted our IAP challenge and will have completed 6 AP courses when she graduates in June, Brittany Pope. I met Brittany a couple of weeks ago at Gaithersburg High School when we first opened the first high school stock trading room in the nation, thanks to grants from NASDAQ and an anonymous local donor. Brittany is learning to be an expert trader in the innovative Academy of Finance and is showing quite an aptitude for business. She's successful because of her drive, her caring parents, and because of a whole team of supportive teachers at Gaithersburg High School. Let's meet her.
Our teachers here at Gaithersburg actually want you to succeed, and they'll help you through that process. They work extra hours after school so we can come in, and so they can help us, give us one-on-one attention. It's not only about education, but it's about personal growth, and they've helped me build my character and be successful.
Well, there are a number of reasons to be proud of Brittany. Number one, she accepts every challenge that you can give her in the classroom. She's truly the energizer bunny of caring about what she's learning.
Well, Mr. Hip, he's the man. He actually got me involved in the Academy of Finance, and he's helped me with internship opportunities and getting experience that would actually help me in my future.
How long this company's been in business?
Oh, it must be the beginning.
She wasn't only my student in APUS, she was also a member of the debate team when I was the debate coach.
And he's helped me think outside the box on the political issues that we addressed during the debate, and he also helped me improve my public speaking.
You need to really get him to see me.
Mrs. Malik is an angel. She helped me through personal obstacles and by just simply giving me a hug and making me think that everything's going to be okay.
She has come to me when she's needed to talk. She has come to me when she's needed to ask questions about something that she didn't know about.
And getting the opportunity to make a difference.
I've watched her grow. I've watched her from being a ninth grader to this wonderful young woman today who has a lot of confidence.
Ms. McCullough is my government teacher, and she's actually retired right now, and she's come back to help me through the college process this year.
Pursuing an actuarial career.
I've stayed involved in wanting to make sure that she is ready to jump through all the hoops to get into colleges, so I've stayed involved with her. I think she's an amazing kid.
Ms. McCullough is actually doing this out of the goodness of her heart.
She goes to her house, she's like family, you know, and although she's retired, she still, you know, has an active role, you know, in Brittany's life.
She pushed me to take as many rigorous courses as I can and to take on a leadership role in school. All the teachers are going way beyond their call of duty.
We are like a family. It's not just about turning in an assignment on time or completing their syllabus on time. It's about being there for their students.
Well, to engage all your students, you've got to really search for what makes each and every student tick.
When you're a teacher, you recognize the characteristics you have in your students. You do everything you can to bring out the quality of every student constantly, every day, every minute of every day.
I teach because I love them and I want to make a difference in their lives. I want them to be happy. I want them to know every single opportunity that is out there.
To all my teachers, there aren't any words to describe or to express how thankful I am, but I think they'll understand when I say thank you.
Hey, Brittany, there's no question you've got a bright future ahead of you. I also want to thank your teachers, current and retired, for all they've done for you and for all of the students at Gaithersburg High School. Brittany just learned that Monday she got notice from Columbia University. They offered her a full scholarship next year. Yeah. I know you're going to be a great success, Brittany, in the business world or whatever you want to pursue. Just remember this. After you make your first million, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to the MCPS Education Foundation. 7 years of positive results and success stories like Brittany's show us we're on the right track. Walk through the halls at Gaithersburg and our other schools. Talk to the men and the women who affect the lives of children. You'll see posted in here, spoken, words like this in the hallways and in the classrooms. I believe in you. I won't give up on you. you can do it. These words help adults too, as we endeavor to tackle the difficult issues that lie before us. You see, we've come a long way in creating a school system where every child has an opportunity to succeed. We've strengthened our curriculum and improved how we use data to drive instruction. We've also established a teacher training model that is viewed as a wonderful model all around our country. But I'd like to say this, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We do not have a system where all children are treated equitably. Like most school systems in America, we have a persistent achievement gap, except for our kindergartners. We've chipped away at that gap, but if we are going to eliminate it once and for all, it really means having some very difficult conversations as we do our work every day. What are the barriers we have left to break down? What is our individual belief system about race and poverty and their impact on academic success? What can we do collectively to get to that place where every one of us, truly believes that every child can achieve? We're on a journey, a very uncomfortable one at times. And along the way, we have to confront bias, racism, sexism, if we are going to make lasting progress. But I know we can do it. We've climbed higher. We've run quicker. We've transformed a school system faster than about anyone would have expected. We've done it because we have an extraordinarily talented workforce. The people of MCPS are our most valuable resource. It does not matter whether you teach, lead, guide, assist, drive, protect, or feed our students. Each of our staff plays a key role that is critical to the school system. We work so well together because we kind of operate like my old grandfather clock. It's got a lot of moving parts. As long as all the parts work together, it keeps perfect time. If one part fails or gets off and out of kilter, then that clock stops. That's MCPS. When all of our people are pulling together and working in unison, we work extremely well. Let's meet some of our people. Let's meet those professionals who make MCPS run so well, the faces behind the success of our students. Scott Steffen is a staff development teacher at Highland Elementary School. His principal, Ray Myrtle, says this about Scott: the more I give him, the more he runs with it. Scott was instrumental in improving teaching and learning at Highland, where a poverty rate exists in the student body of 73%. Highland exited the state's needs improvement list this year because the students met all 17 of the state testing targets for 2 years in a row. Consider these statistics. Let's look at the data. In 2005, 46% of the third graders were proficient in reading. Today, nearly 78% are. In 2004, only 17% of the special education students in fourth grade were proficient in math. Today, 68% are. The whole staff under Ray's leadership deserves our thanks, and Scott had a big hand in helping them succeed. Mary Bellin manages the cafeteria at Sligo Middle School. Listen to this. She's been feeding and nourishing students at six different schools for 41 years. Mary has served more than 2.3 million meals to our students. She's a mentor and a resource for students, and lets nothing deter her from her mission. In fact, when traffic was gridlocked, one morning when we were in the sniper crisis, Mary parked her car at Blair High School, walked to Sligo Middle School, because this is what she said, her students needed breakfast. That's an example of Mary's commitment. You have to admire the outstanding performance of Michael Zarchin and the great staff at Pyle Middle School, our national. Pyle's our national Blue Ribbon winner this year and one of the top performing schools every year. Pyle is the 32nd National Blue Ribbon winner in MCPS history and the 8th since 1999. Students at Pyle have consistently scored in the top 10% of all Maryland middle schools. Give them a hand. On Monday, I felt so proud to learn that Churchill High School has been named a Maryland Blue Ribbon winner. Congratulations to Principal Joan Benz. Congratulations to Joan Benz and all the staff at Churchill High School. 3 out of every 4 seniors took at least one AP exam, and 71% of the class scored well enough to earn college credit. Joe Hallman. He retired as a building service worker at Monocacy Elementary. I went to the retirement. He did it a couple of weeks ago after spending 38 years with MCPS. Joe not only took pride in his work, but he modeled respectful behavior for the students. He talked to the kids about doing well and being good citizens. We thank Joe for his many years of outstanding service and wish him the best in retirement. Lisa Stewart of Cloverleigh Elementary School was Maryland's Elementary Art Teacher of the Year. Lisa is a Damascus High School graduate, one of her own, and the daughter of an MCPS teacher. She's an expert at integrating art into her daily lessons. Last year, with the help of other art teachers, she developed Project Quality Time. This is now an annual event, and she invites hundreds of MCPS families to explore the National Gallery of Art. Krista Wilkerson, she's the algebra lead teacher, and Reginald White is the math resource teacher at John F. Kennedy High School. Together, they were instrumental and helping our Kennedy students dramatically improve their performance on the high school assessments in algebra. They worked with other algebra teachers to identify what each individual student needed to succeed, and then fashioned a plan for every child to make it happen. Their hard work paid off. In 2005, only 27% of the students were proficient in algebra. This year, they raised it to 68%. And then there's Nelson McLeod, who opened Newport Middle School just a few years ago and has quickly turned it into one of the best performing middle schools in our entire system. A few weeks ago, Nelson was given the Washington Post Distinguished 2006 Principal Award. Consider just one of his accomplishments. This year, 68% of the eighth graders are enrolled in algebra. That includes 68% of the African Americans and 60% of the Hispanic students. Congratulations to Nelson and your entire staff. This puts Newport Mill in the top one-third of all middle schools, even though it has the third highest poverty rate in the county. That is success for all students. Consider the work of Chris Berry, assistant principal at Blake High School and 21-year veteran in MCPS. Chris is an outstanding instructional leader and has an excellent rapport with the students. This year, he was named Maryland Assistant Principal of the Year. The director of the State Pupils Organization called him the finest candidate this award has ever seen in 26 years. Karen McDowell. She's a first-year ESOL teacher at College Gardens Elementary. She came to us after raising her own children. She was able to get her teaching degree because our board and community works together in partnership with Johns Hopkins University. Karen works tirelessly every day helping her students learn English, but she doesn't stop there. She has taken the lead in establishing a parent education program to give parents information and skills they need at home to help their children do better in school. That is a wonderful program. I'm so impressed with the work of the kindergarten teams at McNair, Greencastle, and Fairlawn Elementary Schools. These teams clearly have a passion for the work. Whether their students are struggling or in need to move faster, the teams are successfully challenging every student every day. The results in all three schools, more than 90% of the African American students are meeting our reading benchmarks. Give them a hand. Not to be outdone, right here is Belle Pre Elementary and Carmen Van Zutphen and her entire kindergarten team. They also achieved outstanding results in reading, with 95% of their African American students meeting the reading targets. But not only did they meet it in reading, they are excelling in math. Carmen and her team have tailored a program for each student in all of their classes. As a result, 113 out of 114 this year's kindergarten students at Belle Pre Elementary are already doing first grade mathematics. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a school with 53% of its students impacted by poverty and a 26% mobility rate. The success of these kindergarten teams is a perfect example of how our investments, our community investments, have made a difference. These teachers have a specialized staff development. They have content coaches to assist them, academic intervention positions to work with our struggling students, and paraeducators to support good teaching and learning. There's a whole support structure in place so our staff can do their very best. When our staff succeeds, our student succeeds. Another face in our crowd, Oliver Riggs, security team leader at Springbrook High School. Yes, he keeps the school safe, but he also coaches basketball, and he's always there when the students and staff needs him. He makes everyone feel valued and respected. Oliver was so admired by all of the students that the class of 2005 selected him to be their key graduation speaker. Kevin O'Neill is here with us tonight. He's at Wooten High School. He's a teacher with a passion for technology. He converted an old lab into a technology education suite that uses instant response technology to quiz students to make sure they understand each lesson. Principal Michael Doran calls Kevin's energy boundless and says he's made a positive impact on the entire school. Because of his great work, the State Technology Association gave Kevin its first year teacher award. Congratulations. Miss S, somebody I know and love, is also known as Sheba Ram. She's the face of our Ride by the Rules bus safety campaign. She's helped us improve behavior on our buses and give parents confidence about the safety of their children. You know, our transportation fleet is the 14th largest in the nation, public or private, yet transports the fifth highest number of riders in the nation. Overall, nearly 1,300 buses travel more than 20 million miles a year transporting our students. One more. Could not leave this person out. I'd like to highlight the work of Vicki Parkan, principal at Silver Spring International School, because 2 years ago, I asked Vicki to turn this school into a model for all to follow. She's doing an exceptional job of creating a culture of high expectations that is focused on improving student performance. She's empowering teachers like Missy Sigley. Vicki gave Missy a clear mission: improve math instruction. Missy and her team rose to the challenge with increased professional development, more common planning time, and a renewed energy and commitment, and a new model for special education. The results: a surge in math scores in every group, a 32-point gain for our special education students, a 20-point gain among our Hispanic students, and a 19-point gain among our African-American students. They deserve a great big hand. You know, I could go on all night, because these are just but a few of thousands of our MCPS team members who are shaping the future every day with their work. Each day they inspire tomorrow's leaders. Each day they spark the love of learning in a child. Each day they make us proud. Please join me now in giving them all a great big round of applause. I'm pleased to announce that all of our great MCPS team members will see a salary increase next year. We've completed negotiations with our three employee unions on salary increases. I believe the new agreement is fair to the employees, but I also think it's fair to the taxpayers and the school system. The contract calls for a 4.8% increase in 2008, a 5% increase in 2009, and a 5.3% in 2010. Our employees deserve it. They've earned it, and it's the right thing to do. Why? Because our people are the reason we've made such exceptional progress with our elementary school reforms and our high school efforts. Now we're asking our people to make our middle schools the best in the country. The middle schools have made good progress, but we know there are still some inconsistencies in our program. We're not alone. Middle schools around the nation are grappling with some of the same challenges. That's why we launched a comprehensive and inclusive effort to transform middle schools last year. Our efforts involved hundreds of stakeholders and looked at every aspect of middle school, from the structure to the curriculum to the after-school activities. There is no one magic answer to the problems facing middle schools. But together with our parents and our reform committee, we've developed an approach that will produce great results. In this budget, we will be investing about $2.5 million as part of a three-year, $10 million reform effort. We'll start with five schools next year and focus on three things: developing staff content expertise, providing an accelerated curriculum with a heavy emphasis on math and reading skills, and improving our leadership structures. A significant portion of the middle school reform budget will fund content coaches for math and literacy. These coaches will work directly with the teachers to help them more effectively deliver our top quality instruction. You know, we've used this model with great success at the elementary level, and we know it will work just as well at the middle school level. We're also going to redefine the role of the team leaders so they can be more effective in providing a comprehensive and targeted assistance to the teachers and students. When the teachers have the time, that's a big issue, to study individual student data. When the teachers have the time to work creatively with each other, that's when we get the best results. We'll expand the Professional Learning Communities Institute we began 2 years ago at our elementary level up to the middle schools to provide ongoing professional development for our school leaders. The middle grades are also the place where our students make important decisions that impact their academic and personal success. Are they taking algebra by eighth grade? Are they learning organizational and study skills? Are they making good choices to avoid the dangers of drugs and alcohol and other risky behaviors? Strong academic achievement benefits from systems that support the whole child, both physically and mentally. That's why this budget includes funding for 16 new counselors at our middle schools. In MCPS, we are committing to ensure that each child, every one of our children, goes to high school well prepared to do our high school curriculum. Thank you. One of the biggest areas, though, that we need to improve in the middle schools and all across the county, all of our schools, is special education. We're making progress, but we need to do more. We also need to move away from the 1970s model of separating special education students into different classes. We need to do more to keep them in their home schools till we can increase academic success. We've had 3 years of positive gains in moving students to our least restrictive environments, but we're not yet at the level of inclusion that we want to be. This budget will help us continue our progress by educating more students in their home schools where we can give them greater access to a rigorous and challenging curriculum. Last year, we piloted a new staffing model called hours-based staffing at two middle schools, Forest Oak and Silver Spring International. Simply put, it means that if you put more staffing resources where you have the students with the most needs, you're going to get the greatest gains. It also means that staffing schools to serve children in their neighborhood school along with their brothers and sisters is a better way to do it. The traditional model parceled out our staff based on the number of students, but not necessarily on the intensity of the services they needed. Again, let's look at Silver Spring International, where we added three special education teachers to assist in math alone, and we saw a 32-point increase in math performance. Now you can walk into a math class there and see the main content teacher and the special education teacher working so well together, and both are so versed in our rigorous curriculum, you can't tell them apart. In the previous year, special education teachers would have followed the students around to several classes without having an opportunity to develop the content expertise they needed in any one area. Now the special education teacher can have the expertise to really deliver the materials well. We're going to do that same thing in English language arts. Quality teaching plus access to a challenging curriculum is what produces results for our special ed children and for all of our children. We plan to invest $2 million next year to roll out this new staffing model to 10 more middle schools. We believe our special education students achieve, and they will achieve, at much higher levels, just as we've seen in Silver Spring International. When we help the neediest of our students, we're helping all of our students. Once Once again this year, we scrubbed the budget to make sure every dollar is wisely invested to deliver student results. All three of our employee organizations were involved in the budget from day one. They joined us at looking for savings, and they decided where to invest. Much of our success is due to the close working relationships we have with our employee associations. They helped us develop our reform efforts, and they're committed to working with us side by side every day to give every child a top quality education. We engaged our parents and our community in the budget process very early. The meetings, public forums, online exchanges, and the feedback cards in six languages provided input to shape this budget. As a result, we are focusing our efforts on these things: improve staff quality, strengthen the middle school, increase school counselors, expand gifted and talent programs, increase translation service, and support special education students in general education classes. Here's just one example of how we've worked with our community partners this year to turn our feedback into action. Fits right in with our strategic plan. We know that we need to boost the achievement among our ESOL students. So the Board of Education formed the MCPS Latino Education Coalition after the community came to us with a very thoughtful report about the needs of Latino students. The coalition's recommendations led us to develop a pilot program at Wheaton High School for students who come to us from foreign lands. The program will assist older ESOL students who enter MCPS with little or no formal education, and it will focus on literacy, math, and job skills while helping them adjust to our community. Public education has always played a unique role in opening the doors for our immigrants. In MCPS, we take that responsibility very seriously and are committed and we're committed to open the doors for all of our students. Let's look at the numbers. Over the last 5 years, we've realigned $65 million to pay for initiatives to improve student achievement. We've reduced administrative expenses down to 2% of our total budget. That's well below the state average. In fact, we invest 80 cents of every dollar in our instructional programs, which is significantly more than the state average. Next year, we're seeking a budget increase of only 7.1% to continue our progress. Roughly, the increase breaks down like this: 4% for negotiated salary increases, 1% for benefits, including for our retirees' health benefits and their trust fund, 1% for salary step increases, and 1% for other changes, including our initiatives, inflation, and utilities. As is the case every year, the vast majority of our budget, 89%, pays for great people like Nelson McLeod and Mary Bellin and Krista Wilkerson and 21,000 more just like them. Our system is filled with talented people, and they're worth every penny we pay them. Every day, we entrust our future of our entire county, our children, in their hands. When we invest in our employees, we're investing in our community's future. We've already seen outstanding returns, so I think it's the smartest investment we can make, because it's becoming so costly to live in Montgomery County. A quarter of our workforce now commutes every day from other counties around us. In fact, a household earning $90,000 a year can't even afford a medium-priced home in the county. If you add the skyrocketing electricity and gasoline in the mix, it becomes even a greater struggle for our employees to make ends meet. That's why another important investment we're making this year will be also to take care of our retirees who've been in this system and earned our thanks. These are good people who have done so much for generations of our children in this community, and we want to ensure a strong and secure retirement for them. We will contribute $16 million to a trust fund to meet the new rules governing health retiree benefits. We're also carefully targeting several other investments to improve our academic achievement. We'll invest another $1.4 million in special education on top of the $2 million for hours-based staffing. We'll invest $1.8 million to improve high schools with more resources in our Poolsville magnet, more online courses, more counselors, more intervention and support programs, and the Wheaton pilot project for ESOS students with interrupted education. We'll invest $3.7 million to continue our middle school reform and add those 16 counselors to ensure students are getting academic and mental health support they need. We'll invest $2.7 million at the elementary level to continue our plan to add assistant principals at every elementary school, to add art, music, and physical education teachers, and to provide team leaders to ensure instruction is being delivered at the highest possible level. We'll also increase our translation services to assist families who don't speak English so they can help their children be prepared for school. We'll increase the training for our 8,500 support professionals and provide them with more tools to do their job. Tonight, you've heard about the critical supports we provide to teachers. We spend more than $50 million a year in developing and improving the staff. Why? Why? Because it's the investment that ensures that teachers have the preparation and the training they need to deliver high-quality instruction. If teachers are successful, then they are likely to remain in the profession. Listen to this. The highest dropout rate in the country are teachers. 50% of the teachers drop out of teaching in the first 5 years. That's why we here in Montgomery County nurture, support, develop, and train our teachers. Behind every successful student is a successful teacher. It's as simple as that. I want to introduce you to one more staff member, Emily Ludke, a first-year teacher at Blake High School. She's the type of teacher we want for all of our children, driven, dedicated, and devoted to her students. She's already making a big difference in the lives of her students. Take a look.
Emily Ludke is awesome. She's starting a brand new program for us and coming in as a brand new teacher. She's astounding. What impressed us the most was her attitude is always about what students can do, not what they can't do.
Here's our schedule for the day. The paraeducators get here around 7 o'clock, and we wait for the bus. Good morning, Maya! School community-based students are students who have significant cognitive disabilities and sometimes physical disabilities as well, and they're not going to special centers.
Hello, everybody!
It's very intense the first year. You have a new teacher who is managing quite a few things at one time. Even in the school community-based program, expectations are very high for all students, so that puts a lot of pressure on teachers.
I really want them to be able to succeed, particularly in the workplace.
All right, where are we going today?
Grocery store.
That's right.
I think grocery shopping in particular is just a very important trip. It's an important place for students to be able to feel comfortable, and most of my students are working on different skills.
I know.
You ready to go grocery shopping? Good job, Tom. Why don't you ask him your question, Brandon?
Where are
salt in aisle 7.
Every day is different. Every day I kind of have to attack the problem in a different way.
Very good, Brandon.
I like working with a lot of other adults. It's really nice because they're all very willing to give me feedback on how I'm doing and give me great suggestions.
Time management is a major piece that we work with the new teachers. Because you're not just working with the student who you can mold, but you're also working with another adult.
She really likes to be involved.
At back to school night, several of the parents said that they liked the academics that we were focusing on, and they really liked that their students were being included with their general education peers.
The other kids seem to be all right with it. I see Emily has them really, really involved in the school, and they go out into the community 4 days out the week. So it's a good thing.
Mike Walsh has been a very good resource for me.
I'm a consulting teacher, and what we do is go into classrooms and support new teachers, novice teachers who are coming in. The intent of all of this is teacher retention. The disruption caused by teachers coming and going certainly impacts the overall effect of our educational process. So we want to attract the very best teachers we can, and then we want to keep them. It's a whole network of people who are dedicated to ensuring Emily's as well as every other new teacher's success.
Watching Maya get on the bus is usually the last thing that happens during my school day. When Maya smiles at you for whatever reason or whenever it is, something's good. Something went right that day.
What they take on is very overwhelming, and there's a special place in heaven for people who teach special education. We need to make sure that we're also providing as many supports as possible for them. I think that's what will keep our first-year teachers, keep Emily specifically, I hope.
At the end of every day, I go home and something crazy might have happened, but I almost always feel like somebody got something out of being in my class that day. That makes me feel good, because the more that my students do and show people that they can do, the more people are going to expect them to learn and to behave beyond expectations.
Emily. Anna. Emily's an inspiration to all of us. She's also a reminder that teaching can no longer be a solitary endeavor. It takes strong principals like Carol Goodman at Blake, assistant principals, consulting teachers, staff development teachers, resource teachers, and paraeducators, indeed an entire network of people focused on Emily and helping her be a successful teacher. And folks, it's worth it. It's worth every penny because of our 138,000 system-wide children all benefit from having a great teacher every day in every classroom. Never have I been prouder of the women and men of MCPS. After 7 years of hard work together, we're accomplishing great things for our students, and we're going to do even more. We're closing the achievement gap, and we're preparing every student for success. You know, I know why we all chose this profession. We wanted to change the world, one child at a time. Albert Einstein summed it up perfectly when he said, "Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile." Our staff does that each and every day. They're making a difference in our children's lives. And for that, on behalf of the entire community, I say thank you and good night.